get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to this Sunday's edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting to the facilities of ShakeAndWakeRadio.com. I'm also being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Always start the show off with a little plug for the stations, guys. If you can afford a cup of coffee or better every month to help these folks out with the expenses they incur bringing this stuff to you, and this great information and the great guests, please reach in your pocket and throw them a couple bucks. I know they'd really appreciate it. And as always, I always start the show thanking my producer, because at the end, I always forget to do it. So thanks, Steve, for what you do with me, or what you do for me every week. And as usual, every 2 weeks, I have a man that comes on my shows like clockwork, unbelievable regularity. And we've been doing this for many, many years. And I always look forward to talking to my friend, Roger Landry. We should just call this the Roger Landry Barry Prince Hour every couple of weeks, because that's what it turns out to be. Roger, welcome, and always good to have you in. And before the show, we talked about what's going to be your pet peeve of the week. I know you really want to get into that right away, so we'll start with that. And thanks for coming in again, my friend.
It's always a pleasure, but as you do, I'd like to say a couple of things. First off, I'd like to thank Steve, because Steve has to put up with me, and a lot of times I probably overdrive his equipment when I get a little bit overexcited. Mm. I'd also like to say thank you to Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, because she replays my show, which is on RBN, and I just did that a couple of hours ago. I do a show called TLB Talk Radio, and that's on from noon to 1 o'clock on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. So Annie is one of my favorite people. You are one of my favorite people. And Steve, just because he tolerates me twice a month, is one of my favorite people. So now that I've got that done, look, as far as I'm concerned, Ukraine, Russia, Taiwan, China, and what looks like the building case for the impeachment of Joe Biden in November of 2022 are all distractions. And they are distractions that are necessary beyond belief. If you are going to commit such a heinous global crime that you absolutely cannot afford until it has reached fruition for anybody to be talking about it, when you must ensure that the programmed ignorance stays around as long as it possibly can, then, yeah, let's go back to the door number one, door number two, door number three, and in this case, door number four. I'm not going to tell you what door number one is. I'm going to tell you that door number two is Russia-Ukraine. Okay? If anybody doesn't believe that that isn't, to start off with, some sort of a distraction, I spent 30 years with the military-industrial complex. I can tell you that Russia had the equipment and it had the manpower to step in and do a blitzkrieg on the Ukraine. They didn't. Now, we can explain a lot of that away with supply lines and the whole nine yards. We can knock down one right after the other. The fact that Russia wasn't prepared, their troops weren't trained, their supply lines were screwed up, the whole nine yards. But I'm telling you, because I know, Russia had the manpower and the armament to walk right over Ukraine. They didn't. I'm also going to tell you that if this starts to wane in attention from the global public, which it's already starting to do, the next big thing on the radar will be a Taiwan-China scenario. What most people don't understand is, and for most of you who don't know, the three top military powers on the planet are the United States, number one, okay, Russia, number two, China, number three. This is a global power firepower rating that's done every single year on 142 nations. There's about 196 nations on the planet, so why is it only 142? Because some countries on this planet have a military that the Boy Scouts would put to shame. So it rates actual militaries to have actual power, some sort of kill power. It's called a firepower rating. Ukraine is number 22 out of 142, so they're not really a pushover. But Taiwan is number 21, one higher than Ukraine, and we see what's happening there. So if we are – what we are being led to believe is that Ukraine is actually standing up for themselves in a lot of cases. You can actually see the tanks being destroyed, so on and so forth. So if you stop to consider that China is one below Russia and Taiwan is one above Ukraine in this firepower rating, then China jumping on Ukraine is going to be like anybody going out into the woods and trying to hug a porcupine. It ain't going to feel good. But, again, door number one, door number two, door number three, President – oh, God, I'm not even going to say that. Joe Bob being impeached. And you're already seeing the media, which absolutely was burying anything having to do with Hunter Biden's laptop right before the election in 2020. Oh, that never happened. It's Russian disinformation. 50 U.S. intel muckety-mucks, highly placed people stepped up to say that that was more than likely Russian propaganda.
Yep.
Okay? Now, they're all finding out that no, it wasn't. What this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt is that the guy sitting in the White House, which, Barry, if you remember, I've been saying for about a year and a half, is compromised.
Beyond
compromised. I have been saying that over and over again. All right. Well, here you go. Door number two, door number three, and now we got a door number four. Well, what the hell is door number one then? What could be worse than Russia, Ukraine, Taiwan, China, and the United States having its president, you know, literally not only removed from office, but maybe even sent to prison? What could be worse than that? What I'm about to talk to you about makes that seem totally insignificant, because these are, in fact, in relation, insignificant. They are distractions. Distractions from what? Barry, you will also remember on your show, because we can go back and pull old shows up a year and a half ago, and I'm telling your audience that every time you take a COVID-19 shot, it knocks your immune system to its knees. Do you remember me telling you that?
Yep, we talked about that a long time ago, Roger.
Do you also remember me telling you that after the third or fourth shot, you probably wouldn't have an immune system left, which would leave your body open to numerous diseases and cancers and everything else, right? You remember me saying that?
Yeah, we talked about the percentages. We talked about the percentages.
We're also going to talk about that right now, because door number one, we go right back to the COVID-19 vaccines. But we now have scientists in the United States. We now have scientists in Italy. We now have scientists in the UK. And I could go on stating unequivocally, and I have all of the articles and all of the studies done to prove this beyond a shadow of a doubt, what I'm about to tell you. What I'm about to tell you makes anything else going on this planet right now seem insignificant. I'm not joking. I don't joke, you know that, not on this show, all right? And I'm not even going to yell today, or I'm going to try not to, because this is far too important for a few screams and hollers to subjugate any of the information. So let's talk about the most significant thing happening on the planet today and why it requires Things like the distraction of a possibility of World War III or the possibility of the United States president being ripped from office and maybe even thrown in prison. Why do you need distractions of that magnitude? The Department of Defense has a database, and I think I told you, your audience on a show a couple of weeks ago, that that was gone through by a couple of whistleblowers pointing out that the amount of vaccine adverse reactions was over the top. They had never seen anything like this before. We also had, and oh, believe me, I ain't even close to done. We also had an Italian doctor who, guess what? He stepped up to say, and this is a guy who won, I believe, a Nobel Prize in medicine. He stepped up to say, if you have had your first two shots and your booster, you need to go listen to me. You need to go to your doctor. And if he cannot perform the proper test, you need to go to a hospital and be tested for AIDS. Now, 2 weeks later, this Italian doctor was dead. I also have a show, a video, where another doctor, Dr. Eads, EADS, is being interviewed, and she's speaking for other doctors, stating what they are seeing on a drastic rise is AIDS in anybody who has received their third COVID shot. Whilst you were being distracted by what was going on in Ukraine and Russia, the UK stepped up and reported, the UK government, that anybody who has had three COVID shots is about 2 weeks away from getting AIDS. But it's called VAIDS because it's vaccine induced. Okay, it's not something you get from a bad sexual partner, which is what we were all led to believe, I don't know how many years ago, when the AIDS scare went through the entire planet.
Yep.
This, what we're talking about right now, is vaccine-induced. Now, how the hell can something that was supposed to, and we know it's not a vaccine, because a vaccine's supposed to keep your body from getting a virus. It's supposed to keep your body from storing a virus, and thusly, it's supposed to keep you from being able to transmit that virus. We already know that the CDC, the FDA, and health organizations across the planet have stepped up to say the COVID-19 shots can't do that. Whoa, wait a minute. Why are you forcing me to get a gene therapy experimental jab that can't even do anything it's supposed to do, but I better get it or you're going to destroy my life? Okay? I'm going to tell you that the spike protein that was built into these quote-unquote vaccines. They're not. But we'll use that word because most of you will understand what I'm talking about when I use the word vaccines. That was the spike protein built into these vaccines contains three different things. SARS, which you would expect in a vaccine because it's supposed to set up immunity for SARS-CoV. SARS, MERS, which it isn't supposed to, and HIV. This comes from a study, not from something just sitting off the shelf or something somebody grabbed without knowing what they were talking about. This comes from an actual study. It's a Stanford study. And they say that it's called a lentivirus. The lentivirus contains a combination of AIDS, MERS, and SARS. Did y'all hear what I just said? Okay. If you get the first shot, it knocks your immune system to the ground. And you're probably all going to remember me saying this many times. But at some point, it may start to come back a little bit. Once you get your second shot, it knocks it to the ground again. And after a certain amount of time, they figure the effectiveness is 3 to 4 months, whatever, it may start to come back again. Once you receive your third shot, you literally have no immune system left. And once your immune system is gone, and they have literally implanted into your body, because remember how they were shocked. The scientists were shocked that when you received this quote-unquote vaccine, say you got it in the arm, that it didn't stay there, that the blood passing through didn't pick up what it was supposed to pick up, and the immunity was set up from there. It spread throughout your entire body, the spike proteins. And they said, oh, it wasn't supposed to do that. Anybody out there who believes that these scientists that invented this and have been testing it on humans for years, although that's not what they're going to tell you, didn't have a clue that it wasn't going to leave the point where the shot was, you know, administered, yeah, is an idiot.
Yeah.
So now what you've got is this thing is traveling throughout the entire body, and it is dumping SARS, MERS, and AIDS proteins throughout the body. We are now being told by doctors across the planet that those who have had their third shot, especially those who have had their third shot, are just about guaranteed to end up with AIDS. This Dr. Eads is saying there will be millions of cases of AIDS by fall in the United States. But this is what else she says. Because, okay, Barry, do you remember me telling you that this stuff will affect your DNA, it'll affect your genes? But
that's what it's designed to do.
Well, actually, that's not what the CDC and the FDA said. They called me a liar. They said what I was putting out was misinformation or disinformation, and there was no way I could prove that I needed to stop saying that. I was even shut down for a while, and everything I put out about that was removed, except the Stanford study steps up to say that this shot permanently alters the genes of the cell, the Stanford study. So now we've got proof that this will alter your genes. Now we've got proof that this is going to give you VAIDS. It's AIDS with a V, meaning that you got it because you got a vaccine. Vaccine induced. We know for a fact there will be millions of Americans that will come down with AIDS by the fall. And the doctors are stating unequivocally the biggest concern they have is, since this permanently changes the genome of the human cells, they haven't got a clue how to fix it. They have no clue at all. Now, for anybody listening to what I just said, I want you to answer something to yourself. I'm going to ask you a question. You try and figure a logical answer for this. We're talking about COVID-19, which has the knockdown power of the yearly flu, 0.02% for adults without massive comorbidities. I'm talking about just regular adults who are healthy, and 0.002 for kids, which means forget it. It's not going to kill them, right? But yet we're talking about a vaccine that is undoubtedly the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever administered to humanity in the entire history of humanity. And they're bullying you and coercing you into taking it. And every time somebody starts to step up to tell you about this, oh, gee, World War III is happening. Oh, gee, something's happening that's going to distract you. The last thing you're thinking about is a vaccine. You're thinking about whether or not Russia's going to start lobbing nukes at us, whether or not China's going to start lobbing nukes at us, whether or not the last thing you're thinking about is the fact that a virus with the mortality rate of a flu is being treated by vaccinating the entire global population. Something that has never happened, even in pandemics 10 times or 100 times worse than COVID-19. It's never happened. So what you're looking at is the fact that globally, Billions have had their first shot. Billions have had their second shot. And billions have had their third shot. And now you're being told, because Joe Bob just got it in front of the entire world, he just got his fourth shot, his second booster, which you know wasn't a vaccine. But anyway, that's what they told everybody, right in front of the entire world. So now that we've got Stanford saying this, now that we've got reputable doctors, including one who received a Nobel Prize in medicine and then died 2 weeks later, now that we've got people like this stepping up to say, this is unequivocally genocide, can anybody out there explain to me why? And if you believe anything I've told you, and you can go to the Liberty Beacon because all the proof is there, and you know I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't have it, who the hell out there is going to allow themselves, their children, their family, people they love, people they work with, anybody to ever get another COVID shot? We are already looking at a massive die-off, and it's no longer a question. These are doctors across the planet stepping up unequivocally, and Stanford giving us the information because they actually took the vaccines and they actually ran a study on them. This right now, what we are looking at is AIDS across the entire planet. What does AIDS do? AIDS takes immunity. It takes your entire immune system to its knees. Now, if you want to say anything, Barry, I need to take a breath, but I ain't done.
Well, you're just getting warmed up, Roger. We don't want to stop you now, man. Oh, man. Actually, what is AIDS? It's acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Yes.
And a couple reports I read, getting back to the your immunity levels after your third shot, I heard the numbers I heard were between zero, but you could, depending on the individual, still have 25% of your immunity available in your body after your third shot. After your fourth shot, you do not have an immune system in your body. I got a couple different varying numbers on that from doctors, but it all telling us the same thing, that after the fourth booster, which, you know, or the second booster, what they're really pushing on now really hard, we are not going to have an immune system. So what's going to happen to people, Roger, when that actually takes hold in society at that level?
Well,
how many people are we going to see? Well, we're talking about the measles killing it.
Joe Bob stepped up in front of the entire world and grimaced as they stuck a needle in his arm and gave him his second booster, his fourth shot. So doesn't that kind of, and the reason I even mentioned that, doesn't that kind of lead right into what you said? The doctors are saying we are seeing after the third shot. It is not regular routine yet that everybody get a second booster, but they are working that into the scenario now. Starting with the president of the United States receiving his second booster on national TV, okay? Because after the third shot, you are – this doctor over in Italy, who died 2 weeks later, said after your third shot, you need to go and get tested. Yep. Now, I'm also going to tell you something. If the immune system is compromised to the point where it basically doesn't exist at all anymore, or it exists at such an insignificant level – that it's not really doing anything for you anymore, then the body can literally be taken down by just about anything that wouldn't even have bothered you prior to this scenario. But one of the biggest things that most people aren't understanding is cancer. I'm going to give you a few facts about cancer. Okay? Right now, what we are hearing when we talk about cancer is that there are professionals out there stating that if you are in the military and you are one of the people that they have been researching or you're part of their statistics, they are seeing an increase in cancer of 1,000%, not 50%, not 100%, which would be double, 1,000%, which would be 10 times the amount of cancer they normally see. But the same researchers said this: at the rate of increase we are seeing, we fully expect in the near future that that will top a 5,000% increase, or 50 times more actual cancers than we have ever seen or what's normal. 50 times the amount. That's insane. But if you think I'm going to stop there, I'm not. Let's talk about some other cancers, okay? And again, this is all from basically the same people. This is all from the Department of Defense, and it's from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, DMED. Malignant neoplasma of the esophagus is up by 794%, so basically 800%. Malignant neoplasma of the stomach, colon, and pancreas is up by 524%. Breast cancer is up by 387%. Ovarian cancer is up by 537%. And for those of you who think you've got balls, testicular cancer is up by 269%. Now, let me tell you something. For all of you say, when's the starting point? I'm going to tell you. This all started in 2021 after the proliferation of the COVID-19 vaccines. I've got to ask you something. If cancers are up by, and one doctor saying at least 2,000% all in all combined, if it's up by 2,000%, and I just read you a bunch of numbers that should have blown you all away, if this all happens in 1 year, how the hell could that happen? That's never happened in the history of humanity. It's totally physically impossible to find anything even close to that, anything even close to 10% of that in 1 year. There has to be something that jumped the gun. There has to be something that radically changed the equation, that radically changed the scenario. It has to be something that is introduced into the body causing what we're seeing. Gee, would anybody out there like to guess the only thing that could possibly speak out to this? And if you're saying anything besides the COVID-19 vaccine, you need to go have an IQ test, because I seriously think you're too stupid to be alive.
It's just a coincidence, Roger. Man, oh man, come on. They wouldn't do something to harm us.
Keep the population under 500 million in tune with nature. There's 8 billion of us.
Yeah, and we don't have a ticket to the big party, buddy.
Nope.
Question, Roger. These stats that you're quoting on right now, where are you getting them from?
Why did I know you were going to ask me that? I have an article. Yes, I do know. I have an article on the Liberty Beacon. It's a show that I did, not today's, but last Sunday's show. It's called TLB Talk Radio. That's the first part. Then there's your little thing there. And it says, the title of the show is Healthcare Gone Fatal. Gee, imagine that. Healthcare Gone Fatal. Go to the Liberty Beacon, go to the search bar and type in Healthcare Gone Fatal. That's all you need to put in. You're going to come up with this. It not only has those statistics, it has the video of this Dr. Eads discussing all of this. It also has linked to the article where the UK government puts out just a little thing under. They didn't want you to see it. They almost tried to hide it. This is a similar report out last week by the UK government indicating the triple vaxxed are getting VADs. And the discussion she's in, you will also hear the commentator discussing the Italian doctor. Now, I got to tell you something. You got one source telling me this. I'm going to say, you know what? I ain't heard that before. You may have spiked my interest. But am I going to believe you and go running and telling everybody about it? Nope. My minimum criterion is it has to be three unrelated sources saying the same thing. So now we've got the doctor in Italy, dead after 2 weeks after saying it. Now we've got Dr. E speaking for a bunch of doctors on a video where you can actually see her saying this. And we have an article released by the UK government telling people that if you've had three shots, you're probably going to get, guess what, AIDS. Now we have three sources that are totally apart from each other. They're related in no fashion whatsoever. There's no congruency between any of those three groups. They're all saying the same thing. One of them is in Italy. The other one is way the hell up in the UK. And the other one is way the hell over in America. So let me explain something to you. Anybody here that doesn't believe the same thing isn't happening in France? The same thing isn't happening in Russia? The same thing isn't happening in – I could go on and on. This is happening globally. We have never seen a coerced vaccination project like this in the history of mankind. They are literally forcing or coercing everybody across the planet to get not one shot, not two shots. It used to be if you got one shot, you were good. You could get a vaccine pass. Then they decided, no, you needed two shots, so your vaccine pass isn't good until you get your second shot. And then they decided, no, you know, we think you need a booster. That's your third shot. So your vaccine pass didn't work until you got your booster. Why would they be doing this unless they already knew that it took three shots? Do you know what Dr. Eads calls the third COVID-19 shot?
Kill shot.
The kill. You're looking at it, aren't you?
No, I just know that's what he calls. That's what he calls
it's a,
it.
It's
that
a
would
she.
Make sense, wouldn't it? Because it is
it's
the kill
a
shot.
Yeah. She calls it the kill shot. Or she also says, or the money shot. Because it's right on the money.
Yeah. Hey, Steve wants to ask you a quick question here, Roger.
Sure.
Hello, Roger.
Hello, Steve.
Earlier on this year, there were a lot of reports, just thousands and thousands and thousands of reports of shedding. Are there expected to be any sort of similarities with the people getting AIDS and doing something to other people's immune systems, or like a shedding like incidents or something? Or
that is not anything that has come out in anybody who is reporting on this. Nothing. So I would imagine that if that was a key influence for the spreading of this, it would have been brought up. That's not to say we're not going to hear about it next week. But you know me. I'm not going to guess. I'm going to tell you exactly what I know. And I've done a lot of research on this, and nobody has said that this is transmissible. We do know that AIDS was transmissible. But this is a man-made product. So it may be more limited. It may not have all of the capabilities of a full-blown case of sexually transmitted AIDS or something like that. It may not. But that doesn't mean – I'm going to explain something to you. That doesn't mean if your spouse has found that they've got VAIDS that you should take the chance, because it hasn't been said yet. But I would think since AIDS was transmissible – we may be talking the same thing here. And that's a very good question, Steve.
It would only make sense that you think, Roger, that if
you're... Well, I'm not going to say it until I know.
Yeah, we can't say it until we know, but logic would say that if you're in close contact with somebody, that it might be transmissible, but we can't say at this point, like you said, because there is no reports on that. But it would make logical sense that it is. Pretty scary no matter how we look at it.
When Stanford steps up to say that there's SARS, which you would expect to be in that vaccine, okay? Let's talk about it. A flu vaccine has the flu in it, all right? A SARS-CoV-2 vaccine should have SARS in it. But why does it have MERS And why does it have HIV? It shouldn't, but it does. And this is Stanford doing a study and stating unequivocally. And how much do you think I jumped up and shook my fist in the air? Not because I was happy. I'm not happy about any of this. To me, this is the worst thing I've ever had to talk about in my entire life. We're talking about something that's going to affect billions across the planet, and most of them are going to die. All right? How much do you think I jumped up and shook my fist in the air when Stanford said that this protein, this protein that you find in the manufactured COVID-19 vaccines this lentivirus literally affects your genome. Your genome, your DNA. It literally does that. When I was telling people that, and I was being my material was being taken down, it was being shadow banned. I was being the Liberty Beacon on Facebook. They were saying we're passing, lies and misinformation and disinformation. What are they going to do? Are they going to go to Stanford now and tell them you guys can't go on Facebook anymore?
I'd like to see some more studies coming out backing that up, Roger. Then it would really give you some ammunition to take to the fight, wouldn't it?
In the Stanford study, hold on. In the Stanford study, the best known lentivirus is the human immune deficiency pathogen, which causes AIDS. Right. This is why we are seeing autoimmune and neurodegenerative decline after the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the booster. It permanently changes the genome of the cell. I just gave you a quote. Do you think Stanford is going to literally put their entire reputation on the line by putting
I'm not questioning the validity of their study at all, Roger. It would just be nice to see a couple more. Yeah, get involved and come up with the same results. No,
Who else has the NADs? And if they got the NADs, do they have testicular cancer? So they won't say anything.
Right. Well, I know it's insanity what's going on, Roger. It really is. I mean, people are just on the fringe right now. I think of getting to the point where it's going to be public knowledge now of all these rises in disease. I know quite a few people myself now that have been affected by this, Roger, and I'm up in a small town, so I can't imagine. One of the problems, we have in our society, Roger, is that people don't like to interact anymore. That kind of been taken out of our society. And I think it was taken out of our society on purpose, of course, for this particular time when they didn't want people to communicate with each other, that they've created all these barriers in our society where people cannot communicate anymore. It's very difficult. But what people are finding out, Roger, is that there's so many of us that share the same concerns. And what's happening now, people are starting to come forward and they're seeing their friends and neighbors come forward. And I think the tidal wave is starting to form, buddy. Go ahead.
Let me give you a couple more quotes, okay? This is why this is so terrifying to the medical community. This is a quote from Dr. Eads. They have no clue how to attack this. Next quote. So are the COVID-19 vaccines, she's being asked, actually injecting people with AIDS? Dr. Eads indicated when asked this, that's exactly what I'm telling you. That is what the spike lentivirus is. The spike is made up of HIV/AIDS along with SARS and MERS. Again, this would explain why the fully vaccinated with booster are so sick. That's why they dominate the hospitalizations regarding COVID illnesses as well. Okay, you just injected them with SARS. You would expect that any vaccine that fights SARS would have SARS in it. But if you've also injected them with AIDS, that means it's going to absolutely destroy their immune system. And now that they've got AIDS and they have no immune system, the SARS in there, the SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19, is free to run rampant on the body and basically kill people. Let's go to Israel. Israel is the most vaccinated society on the planet when we talk about nation states. It is. They were the first to have, 90% of their population with the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and the first to have a vast majority of their population shot up with the booster. If you take a look, 75 to 85%, depending on who you go to for the information, of the people in the hospitals right now suffering from COVID-19 or dying from it are fully vaccinated. Gee, does it make a little bit more sense to everybody? I told all of you this 2 months ago, and you all, I'm sure, said, okay, Roger, that sounds good, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now it does, doesn't it? Because the numbers you're quoting were,
the numbers you're quoting, we're seeing them all over the world, not just Israel.
I know, I'm talking about Israel.
You can talk about any country.
I'm talking about Israel simply because it's the most in your face and the easiest to see.
Yeah, but those numbers are being reported by Denmark, by all kinds of countries now are reporting that, 60 to 70 to 80% of the people suffering in the hospitals right now are all double or triple jabbed. And now they're talking about a fourth booster, and they've approved that one now for public use. When are they going to stop, Roger?
Well, they put Joe Bob on TV and had him stuck an arm while all of the world was watching.
Yeah, because full saline solution, my friend. Come on.
I know this. But the thing of it is, there are still enough sheeple out there who will believe what they see. Again, what we're looking at here is a decimation of the global population. I'm not telling you everybody that's had three shots and come down with eight is going to die. A lot of them may not. But how the hell are we going to have, because we've already decimated healthcare across the planet. If these healthcare workers won't take these shots, they're fired. And if they do take them, they're in with those other patients. Decimated the healthcare tool, program, project across the entire planet. And now we will have tens of millions, hundreds of millions, probably a few billion who may survive, may not die, but will be so immunodeficient for the rest of their lives, however short they may be, that they're going to require constant hospitalization or constant care. How long do you think that's going to last? And who the hell do you think is going to take care of billions of people across the planet? We don't have the resources anymore. They made sure they got rid of those first.
Absolutely. Well, you got to ask yourself why Justin Trudeau has bought 400 million vaccinations on behalf of the Canadian people. If that doesn't get your attention, folks, I don't know what to say, but that's what the government's doing here. They know the plan and how it's going to be rolled out. 36 million in Canada.
That's just freaking insane beyond belief, isn't it?
Roger, I got to ask you a question here. Now, we know that these vaccines, or I won't call it a vaccine. I shouldn't call it a vaccine. We know these jibby jabs are really affecting people's immune system. Do you think people are going to live long if they get a third or a fourth booster? If you have no immune system, then any kind of germ has the potential to kill you. You're talking about mass die-offs, I think, at a very accelerated rate. Wouldn't you say, given the light that a lot of people have had the second and now the third jab?
In 3 to 5 years, you are going to see a massive die-off. It's going to start by the end of this year. This doctor is already saying millions will have AIDS in the United States alone by the fall. By the end of the year, we are going to see millions dying across the planet. Within 2 to 3 years after that, it's going to start to ramp up like you wouldn't believe. Within 5 years, it's going to go through the entire global population. But let me go back to something, because I really want to make this point again. Everybody needs to listen to this. We have doctors screaming bloody murder that cancers are up by on an average of 2,000%. The DOD's own medical database is stating that within a very short period of time, the deaths we're seeing could from cancer could exceed 5,000% increase. What does that mean? That means if you've got 10 people dying from cancer and you've got a 5,000% increase, that's 50,000 people dying, okay? If you've got, you know, if you've got 100 people, that's 500,000. If you've got 1,000 people, that's 5 million. If you've got 1 million, you're talking billions. And I'm going to tell you right now the amount of people who have received their third shot globally far exceeds 1 billion people. Do your own math. We're looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 billion people dying from this if we stop it today. But World War III is about to happen. And when nobody's paying attention to Ukraine, when nobody's paying attention to Russia, when nobody's paying attention to China or Taiwan, when Joe Bob can't catch the news anymore or Hunter, then people may start to focus on this. But until then, everybody is distracted. The biggest thing going on this planet right now is not Russia-Ukraine. It is not Joe Bob. It is not China and Taiwan. It is genocide. It's literally happening right under your nose, but you are distracted. I don't blame you. World War III is terrifying. They have been planning this for well over a decade. They got it right.
Roger, I got another question for you.
Okay, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead, and then I got a question from chat for you, Roger.
What would somebody search, or what would I search up for that Stanford study you were talking about earlier?
The information for that I got came from the discussion with the doctor and Dr. Eads and the commentator who was asking her questions. Her credentials are basically flawless. I would ask you this, okay? If you, in fact, can find any reference to that study, or we can publish that study, or even a synopsis of that study, please let me know, because I will do it in a heartbeat. But if you've got a doctor who is speaking for an entire team of doctors who stands in front of the entire nation and says, this is what is happening, and most of this can be proved unequivocally, then I would tend to believe that the only thing she would say that would be an absolute lie would be one of those important things she says. No, I would give her that credibility. And I would look up basically Stanford study, COVID-19 vaccines, and Lenten. It's spelled Lentivirus. Lentivirus. Okay?
Okay. Hey, Roger, quick question from chat. So who created the Ukraine situation? Somebody wanted to know. In a heartbeat. We only got about 10 minutes left or 8 minutes left here, so I'll get you
answer that. I really don't want to beat that up a whole lot right now, but what most people do need to understand is that Russia isn't totally to blame for this, and that the United States and NATO has a lot to do with the causality of this. And what most people also don't know is that the Ukraine had its military active in the areas, the breakaway areas that would prefer to be part of Russia, and they were doing attacks and moving in for attacks 3 days prior to Russia ever moving into the Ukraine. But you never heard that from NATO. You never heard that from the United States. And Ukraine, if you – I don't know. Maybe if you asked the president and he was back against the wall, he may admit it, but I doubt it seriously. Anybody who thinks that Russia wanted to become a pariah and just marched into Ukraine and started killing civilians and everything else just because they wanted to for no good reason, I really don't think so. Let me explain one other thing to everybody else here why I don't think Russia would have done that. Who do you think makes a lot of the Russian spare parts for their tanks, their missile systems, their guidance systems. Who do you think makes those spare parts? The Ukrainians. And as their systems are destroyed in Ukraine, they literally do not have a way to replace them. So again, who's going to be that stupid? Does Putin know that the Ukraine is number 22 on the global firepower ranking done each year out of 142 nations? Do you think Putin knew that? He'd be really, really stupid if he didn't.
Of course.
He had to have gone in there because he felt threatened, or people that wished to be a part of Russia felt threatened, but you've never heard any of that. Never heard any of it.
Quick question on the VAERS system before we get you out of here in a few minutes, Roger. Have you been following numbers over there, and what are you seeing for numbers right now? Because apparently it comes out a lot of the data. People are having a hard time deciphering the data.
I do not trust VAERS at all.
Okay. I stopped looking at VAERS
a while back. VAERS is the first to tell you, they openly state this, that it could, their numbers could be as little as, or representing as little as 10% of the actual, and they make it so tough for doctors to even do a VAERS report that most doctors blow them right off. So they're saying this could only be 10%. But if you dig into their published information deep enough, what you find out is they also say that some of them believe it could represent only 1%. If they're telling you 60, 70,000 people have died in the United States from SARS-CoV-2, okay, that's a serious overstatement. If they're telling you that only maybe 15,000 have died as a result of the vaccine reactions, that could be 150,000, that could be 1.5 million. Even that, I would say, is a very low-balled number. I have no trust whatsoever in VAERS at all. VAERS is a system owned by the CDC and run by the CDC and the FDA. These are the same people who are still telling you, roll up your sleeve, these vaccines are good and they're effective. Guess what? No bigger lie has ever been told to humanity. So why the hell would anybody trust anything VAERS is saying when they're run by the two biggest traitors to humanity on the freaking planet? Why?
Seems to be that's the only thing that people talk about now is that. It's like, and I agree with what you're saying, Roger, that it's being grossly underreported. So where would somebody go if they really wanted to get good information, Roger?
Right now, I don't know of any place. Right now, what I find is that the easiest way to do this is...
Sorry, my daughter walked in. Sir, go ahead.
Oh, cool. The easiest way... The easiest way to even come up with any sort of a number is to do a lot of reading. I'm serious. Do a lot of reading, and not just from one site, from multiple sites. As I told you before, for me to be absolutely sure of something, I want at least three websites or three sources that are not connected in any fashion. Like I said, the part about HIV, people after the third shot, people are getting AIDS. Came from a doctor in Italy, came from a group of doctors in America, and from the UK government. None of those three are connected, and they probably didn't ever want to be connected, but they were all saying the same thing. This tells me that information has validity. VAERS is the biggest lie on the planet. End of story. Bye, bye.
Oh, how about obituaries, Roger? I hear groups that are following it and looking at the spike. That's public information they can't hide.
Correct?
Yes. And I know that's being looked at by a whole bunch of people. I was actually talking to a group that's studying it right now, and the obituaries are contradicting exactly what the government is saying, right to the
deaths
that they're seeing a huge spike.
Yes, and working age people since the vaccines came out, working age people have gone up by over 40%. Some say it could be as high as 60%. Deaths have gone up between 40 and 60% since the vaccines were put out. That can only happen if something, the same thing, is affecting everybody across the planet. Gee, anybody want to guess the only thing that's affecting everybody across the planet?
Go look at what the insurance companies are saying now, Roger.
Same thing.
You want to talk about that for a minute, and then I got to get you out of here.
I know, actually, because it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, but there are coroners, once they get prep a body where they drain all the blood and everything else like that, they're also now reporting that they're finding blood clots in the vaccinated that are as long as 2 to 3 feet long. Fibrous blood clots in the veins of the people who died that are 2 to 3 feet long. That's insane.
Go get your shots, folks. That's it, Roger. I'm moving to my cave. Hey, listen, time's up, but always a pleasure having you in, and I'll let you share a couple of
last words. At least you give me a platform.
I love having you in, Roger, and I know my audience loves listening to you. We love your rants, and we look forward to hearing you again in a couple of weeks, and you can give us some more great information and some really good news that we need to hear.
I didn't hardly yell at all today.
What's next, Roger? What's next?
Did you notice I hardly yelled at all today? Do me a favor, anybody out there listening to this, if you want to be able to talk about this, because you can't do it on social media, can't do it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of them, Instagram, go to tlbtalk.com. That is a system we set up, a social media platform that does allow you to talk. If you don't want to be in there socially, go in there and start a group with your friends where you can all discuss these issues openly with each other. Please, because that's the only place you're going to be able to do it.
Thanks again.
TLBtalk.com.
Thanks again, Roger, for coming in, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sure, Barry, and thank you, Steve.
Okay, folks, I'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes with Mr. Chris Skye. He's got lots to talk about. Back in a few.